Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You already know. I already know what this means.
Oh,
we got beef.
Love a good beef. Well, not everybody, but maybe some of our friends here. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette. This hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only. At Sunoco. All right, we'll get back to the phones on BG, Eagles, Mount Rushmores, and of course, JT Realmuto. I would extend his contract right now, and I don't typically want to do that for older players. I'm always afraid they're going to decline more, but I just don't see the better option for the Phillies in their own system, and that's not a slight to Garrett Stubbs. Let's just be real. And I don't even think Marshawn's a starting everyday catcher. I just think they don't have anyone ready, and the free agency market in the next year is very light. I'd give him a new contract right now. I would do 3 years before opening day. Would you re-sign JT or let this thing play out? But we can't avoid this anymore. There's a budding rivalry going on here. I don't even really know how this started. But it seems like we are on the verge of DeCamera versus Fritz.
You see what happens when we're away?
I know.
Everything just falls apart.
Yeah, this place is melting down. So I don't know. I don't know how this started or why it started, but it sounds like DeCamera versus Fritz in an athletic battle might be the next thing we get here. Let's listen to a little bit of the afternoon show reacting to a little bit of the morning show with all of this nonsense.
What is that nonsense?
He's a college athlete.
College athlete, my ass. What was he, D6?
You claim athlete status.
Well, I am an athlete. I just chose
and
not to
Fritz
play at a
can't.
Certain point. He can claim it.
Are you a better athlete than Jack Fritz?
Probably. I'd have to see him play
buddy.
More.
Ooh. Here we go.
James, when you think?
No, I don't think.
Wait, you don't think I'm a better athlete than Fritz?
I'm not. What Richie is saying, think? Jack is some amazing athlete, but I think he's absolutely a better athlete
What's
than you.
What's he better at than me?
Do you think anyone thinks?
He pitched in college. Okay, are you kidding?
Let's just say he may be a better baseball player. I'm going to say maybe.
Are you kidding me? Definitely a better baseball player.
What else is he better? You can't beat me in basketball.
I'm sure
he can't beat me in tennis.
I'll bet everything I have that he beats you in basketball.
He can beat you in everything.
He's like a six handicap or an eight handicap as a golfer.
When you
stretch.
Look at his body, does that look like athlete body?
Wow. Who's talking right now?
Yeah, but look at that guy.
Oh.
Wait a minute. He didn't let up.
He got a little chesty.
Oh. Yeah, he didn't let up.
That went on for like 4 minutes.
Well, this has got to happen then.
Well, yeah. I mean, we got to figure out what the...
Sure.
Whatever to appease his little nonsense.
Well, he actually threw out... he said baseball. He said
basketball. Tennis.
I cook him in basketball. There's just no...
Tennis?
Percent. Yeah, I'd beat him in tennis.
See, basketball, I feel like he would just want to have a shooting contest.
Again, that's not basketball.
Like the free throw contest.
Real 1-on-1 to 11.
Well, 11? Well, 11. What do we have, 4 hours? How about 7?
I would score. Yeah. It would be 11.
Be out there all day waiting for y'all to get to 11.
We'd all just be waiting to leave.
That's not
be
true.
Be like, okay, morning show's over. Gillo and Hugh have to talk about
11,
Jack and Joe.
11 to 3. That would be the final score.
Ooh.
Wow.
Maybe 3. I don't even know if it would be
so,
3.
This is
what about
moment-
tennis?
I cook him in tennis. No, I play tennis growing
This
up.
Is a momentous occasion because we've taken a lot of shots in the morning show and they never fire back.
Yeah.
And this is the first time they fire back. Jack, I believe in you, but we need to make this happen.
All right. So, Hugh, what's your first reaction to this? I mean, so I don't know when and how it started, but the camera came pretty strong. He, you know, when presented with the information that Jack played college baseball, he said, what, D6? And then basically said he would beat him in anything except baseball. My first thought is DeCamera is out of his mind on this one. This isn't a tomato can on Beat the Hammer.
Tomato can.
This is someone.
You're fighting a tomato can.
This is someone that is.
You're fighting a tomato can.
This is someone that, not that Jack is still a great athlete, but he was a college athlete and he's much younger. And let's just also baseline this. Joe's not a current athletic person. I look at Joe, I just think regular person, right? Regular guy. Jack's kind of more regular now too, but he was an athlete.
He's kind of more regular.
And he's way younger. I think Joe would be in big trouble if this goes down.
When you asked me this morning, and we talked about this, I kind of refrained from my opinion because I wanted to think about this for a while. Because I'm trying to figure out what are we when we say athleticism, what does that mean? Because, you know, me and Spike obviously me and Spike got beef about the about the whole push-up thing. So I'm just trying to figure out what is your definition of athleticism? Because I no disrespect to the golfers, I've said this. I don't feel like golf is a good test of athleticism. Because you have a lot of older, mature individuals out there playing golf right now. And my man Bill just chimed in talking about don't be hating on golfers. So I'm not hating on golfers, but I'm just saying.
But if those two played golf, Jack would probably win.
Probably because I hear Jack talking about golf a lot.
Yeah. Not to be fair, Joe does also play too.
Yeah, but I don't think Joe's as locked in as Ike and Jack are.
I agree.
Yeah, from what I know from hearing both of them talk about their golf game, if I'm to believe both of them, I think Jack is probably a better golfer.
I agree. So golf, Jack would probably win.
Yes.
If they play basketball, who do you think would win? Now, free throw contest is different. Mm-hmm. We know Joe can actually do that. If they played one-on-one basketball, Hugh, who would you pick?
I would probably have to go with Fritz.
Me too.
I mean, because Joe, like, neither one of them scream, like, to be, if I'm being honest, neither one of them scream athlete to me.
Agreed.
Like, neither one of them scream,
my life's
like,
a waste
oh my God.
Of time.
But if I had to go, I would probably give it to Fritz because of the height thing and the fact that, you know, he's a little bit more active. You know, but I mean, hell, like I said, let's do it like this. I mean, keep it simple. Let's do a bench contest. See who can bench the most.
Now
put 100 pounds on the bar.
You need a spotter.
And just put 100 pounds. You don't need no spotter for 100 pounds.
They could wrestle.
Hold on a second.
You don't, Joe, you don't need 100 pounds.
So no, I'm not saying that you should have to need one.
Well, somebody might.
Yeah. But yeah, what's going to happen
you to say?
Listen, when that bar collapses onto Cameron's chest, it's an HR problem.
No, listen. Okay, we can have one for that purpose.
Just in case.
But
Richie is the spot.
We don't need someone dying here.
If you can't push 100 pounds up to failure, and then once you at failure, get it off your chest, then you need to reevaluate your current man card situation. It's 100 pounds, dog.
I hear you.
It's 100. It's not like I'm saying do 2 1/4.
Well, then someone would die.
Yeah, dude, like 100 pounds, I mean, hell. They both weigh more than 100 pounds. If you can't get 100 pounds off your chest, dog, come on.
Can I be devil's advocate about this whole thing?
You don't think Fritz would win?
All right, first of all, I think we need to figure out if DeCamera has a functioning groin. Because that would play a huge role.
How are we going to find out, though?
Well, I mean,
I ain't trying to find out.
I would assume that if he's willing to do this, then he feels pretty good about where he's at. In that area. Now, I guess what I'm thinking about here is, you know, someone that we've mentioned a lot on the show once said, hungry dogs run faster.
Yeah, that happened.
I think Jack might be going into this a little bit like the Kansas City Chiefs were before this Super Bowl, this past Super Bowl.
Overconfident?
Where he's like, oh, no, I got this. Like, I'm not even going to really, like, I'm going to pay it no mind. And I think that's where you become vulnerable. I think the camera might want it more. And if I know anything about Jack and some of the other athletic feats that he's tried to perform here at WIP, now he did do the run Fritz run thing. That was successful.
8-minute mile.
But I think if I'm not mistaken, he's a little bit of a choker with some of this other stuff.
Well, he did race me in the Eagles Autism Challenge.
And you burn him.
Well, I mean, I sat down at the finish line and waited for the guy to
arrive. So, like, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I feel like he's talking a big game, and that could cost you.
Yeah, I mean, look, Jack's not. There's upset potential with anything, but do you guys believe in DeCamera when it comes to being athletic? He might pass out.
I believe Joe DeCamera's pride has gotten into this conversation. Mm.
And greatest thing to ever come from.
And
Phil.
I think he's probably writing checks that his ass can't cash.
I feel like
to be
you're
honest.
Right on that.
But I like his chances because it's not, I mean, and this is going to sound disrespectful, but it's not meant to be. But, I mean, it's not like, I mean, Jack's not like a lot of competition.
I don't think it's a massive gap. Like Jack is going into this thinking that it is.
Yeah, it's not, to your point, it's not like, you know, you're
it's not me versus you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess if you want to, I mean, but I don't work out like that, but Jack don't work out. You know what I mean? Jack don't work out at all, dog.
The age gap, does it concern you?
I would not be concerned with that.
There's an age gap.
Jack's got two kids now. That
now
ages you.
That's true. That he's probably run down.
The cameras,
run
he likes
down.
To point out the fact that he got two kids.
Yeah, that's true.
technically his wife got two kids. He just participated in the, you know,
well,
the making.
Well, I think he means like waking
the making,
up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, there's,
taking care of.
You know, there's more than just making the baby.
But if we're being honest, man, that's, I mean, you're the dad. That's your job. You complaining about taking care of your kids. You know what I mean? They're
but he
your
might
kids.
Not be getting full, like, he might not be
rest.
Getting
well,
a lot of sleep.
Well, you shouldn't have done what it took to get those kids back to back.
That's done now.
But that milk is spilt, man. He's got the kids.
That's what I'm saying. So quit complaining about that. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm not saying he's complaining about it. I'm saying that should be factored in.
What, that he got kids?
Yeah.
Man, stop it.
I would bet. All right, just
a guy with two kids versus a guy that doesn't. I think we would all just go into it assuming.
Sleep, but
yeah,
sleep,
and like and just general energy.
But Joe hosts the morning show.
That's true.
Yeah,
Joe's sleep patterns are all off too, just in a different reason.
Also, there's Joe's diet.
Joe's diet is.
What does Joe eat?
Oh, you never heard this? Is that audio anywhere available? If it's a,
I can try and find it.
Hugh, back in the day when the Cam Ritchie were on the midday show, they did a deep dive into Joe's diet.
Mm-hmm. What does he eat?
Not good. It's not good. Now, I don't know if he's upgraded this or he's kind of worked on it, but it was you listened to it and then you wondered how the guy was functioning. It wasn't a great thing. I would take Jack in almost any event they do, maybe outside if it's like free throw competition. We know Joe is good at that. But I think Joe's walking into a loss here.
I'm going to see if I can cook up the camera's diet.
Oh, it's a lot. All right, let's go back to the phones. First, though, let's get to our Twitter polls, and we have quite a few today. Twitter questions sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You'll learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, so we have some polls up today, Hugh Douglas. Let's see where the people come down. First, on Brandon Graham. Is Brandon Graham on your Eagles Mount Rushmore? On this poll today, 56% yes. Should the Phillies give JT Arumoto an extension before opening day? I vote yes. 73% are on no. All right, you know what? You guys enjoy Stubbs and Marshawn next season.
You know what? The most surprising one there is not the JT one. It's the Brandon Graham one after he just retired.
That you're saying 44% are no?
That's low.
It is.
You mean saying that he shouldn't?
That he's not a Mount Rushmore
guy. Well, because people... A lot of times, and this is, again, no disrespect to the fan base, they don't realize what it takes to do what Brandon did for 15 years. And that's why I'm here, trying to explain to you the best that I can, and some of y'all still don't get it.
Mm.
That's hard to do. So, like, it's just hard for people to grasp what it is that he did and did at a high level for as long as he did it.
I think the part with Brandon that's hard for some people, Hugh, is he was never considered – a great
an elite player. Right. He was never in the breath of someone said Aaron Donald today.
Right.
He was never in that breath. He was never considered that type of guy. But longevity plays a factor. You know who else, like when we talk about a case for Hall of Fame, and this is a conversation that has been had and it was broached a few years ago. Frank Gore. Frank Gore played a long ass time. Mm-hmm. Frank Gore numbers, if I'm not mistaken, they're comparable to some of the running backs that are in the Hall of Fame now. I think as far as rushing yards, he's somewhere close to Emmitt, if I'm not mistaken. Emmitt's all time.
Yeah, he is.
But Frank Gore is right there with him because I think Frank Gore played, 20 years?
I think he ended up somewhere in the top five or six most rushing yards ever.
Yes, and longevity, like, that's the conversation that's going to be had about BG. I'm pretty sure somebody from Philadelphia.
Third most yards ever, Frank Gore.
Yes. I know somebody from Philadelphia is going to, you know, when they have those meetings about nomination for the Hall of Fame and
Ruben
stuff like
Frank
that.
Oh, Ruben Frank can do it. Ruben.
Yeah. They're going to make a strong case for BG to be a Hall of Famer. It's not easy to play this game for as long as you've played it. And I would even go this far. There's already been a precedent set for guys that didn't play that long to make it to the Hall of Fame. We got one this year, Sterling Sharp. When you look at his numbers, didn't really play a whole long – or he didn't play a long time, but he has some stellar numbers. Mm. Terrell Davis, another guy. Kurt Warner was another guy. Didn't play a whole long time, but they're Hall of Famers. So I think there's a case to be made going the other way. It's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be interesting to see if longevity plays into it. Because I know one of the things that you had to be a difference maker in the era that you played in. He wasn't that. But damn it, man. Longevity and Calais Campbell, who's still playing. I mean, hell, he has a case.
So when I mentioned that when Elliot was in with us and I mentioned the Pro Football Focus here, they put up a thing like the most valuable defensive players, the defensive linemen in the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
That list had Calais Campbell and BG on it because yeah. They played for so there. I actually think longevity's become underrated.
Yeah, it's your biggest asset is your availability. And I've said that before. And you talk about two guys that played. Like, Calais Campbell has been on in the last 4 years, probably 16.
I'm going to ask you a question. Ready? These are totally different players, totally different careers. But if you were Howie, or you were GM Douglas over here, right? You were building a team. And I said to you, you could have Terrell Davis or Frank Gore. Now, Terrell Davis was better, but he only lasted 5 or 6 years.
And Frank Gore has some serious knee injuries.
But he kept coming back. If you were building a team and I say you could have rookie Frank Gore, rookie Terrell Davis, and you're going to be the GM for the next 15 years, which one would you pick?
That's a good question.
It's just what do you like? Do you want the longevity or the greatness?
Well, I think as a GM, you want to go for the durability, the longevity. Well, longevity, because durability is.
Well, they go hand in hand.
Yeah. But Frank. You know, he's had seasons that he's been hurt, but he's played a long
back.
Time.
Well, BG got hurt and came back.
Yeah, I would probably go for the durability because that's something, that's a position you ain't got to worry about for a while. But on the flip side, damn.
I'm not patient, man.
Terrell Davis had a hell of a short span in the NFL. He had a, you know, they say you sometimes the brightest stars, the brightest stars shine the bright. Wait a minute, I said it wrong.
Yep.
But anyway. The brightest stars shine the brightest and they burn out the fastest or something like that.
You found it.
I workshopped it.
It's close enough.
Good job, man.
By the way, do we have the camera audio of his diet?
Yes, we do.
All right, listen to this, Hugh, and then you tell me if you think he's going to be Fritz.
So I think this is Thursday of last week. Here's what we've had. Since last Thursday, we started Thursday with 2 slices of pepperoni pizza with blue cheese on the side and a Coke.
Oh, God.
Then that night, I cooked a meal, John.
Wait, blue cheese on the side?
Yeah, I dipped the pizza in the blue cheese. Very good. Underrated. That night, I made pork chops for myself.
You know that's terrible for you.
Well, I get it. Pork chops with Uncle Ben's wild rice. All right. So
pork chops? How do you get pork chops?
I made them. I bought them, and I made them. So that was a good job on me. Friday morning, 2 pancakes with butter and syrup.
Not the Uncle Ben's.
Lunch, I had a Panera turkey sandwich, white bread, lettuce, tomato, onion, mayo, chips, and water. Dinner, at 11:30, I had a cheesesteak with onions, potato chips, and a Coke.
And you wonder why.
Saturday, I had 2 scrambled eggs, rye toast, and butter. Then, let's see here. Then I had a Wendy's cheeseburger, lettuce, tomato, onions, fries, and a Frosty. and then that night.
Oh, my God. So
that night I had five pieces of Popeyes fried chicken.
Yeah, that Popeyes hard, though. Hey, listen.
Mac and cheese.
No, I sound like a stereotype right now, but that Popeyes goes hard.
It's really good. You're not wrong.
I hate to be that guy, but five pieces of Popeyes, though, bro. That
Popeyes goes hard.
No, but hold on.
Go hard.
But Popeyes, so no one's gonna say Popeyes isn't good. But Popeyes on top of the Wendy's and the cheesesteak and the donuts,
lot.
And then the donuts.
Yeah, it's
that's a lot. That's not the type of breakfast that you want. But he's getting a lot of protein.
I gotta say. It didn't start off as bad as I thought, and then it got progressively worse.
It got worse.
Looked at Joe Cable like, dude, why are you defending this? I'm not defending it. I'm just.
You
I
just
understand.
Heard Popeyes and was like,
no. Listen, as a guy that sometimes finding a meal is a challenge on a day to day basis. I mean, some of those meals, like you cut, like all the fast food, I'm not with that. But you know, you can go get some bait. You can go to the store now. They got healthier choices in the store. You can get some vegetables. You can go to Whole Check, and you can get a whole meal. You know, you can get some bland fish, some not seasoned greens, and some other stuff if you're hungry enough. And you know, you do the best that you can. I mean, listen, it hits the spot sometimes though. But boy, listen. And they might not all be like this, but there's a couple of them Whole Foods, you swear up and down, don't nobody know what the seasoning is. They don't put no seasoning on nothing. They need some seasoning.
There's something about the way you said bland fish. It's like, you know.
No. I've eaten there a couple times, and I'm just kidding, in a sense. Whole Foods got some good choices, man. They just don't believe in seasoning their food. They just don't.
Listen, Joe can eat whatever he wants. You can get bland fish. All I know is if there was a cardiologist listening, they'd just shake their head.
Wait, what is all that?
Man, oh, man. All right, let's go to the phones here. We got a lot going on today. Ken and Cinnaminson wants to weigh in on the camera first, Fritz. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey,
what's up, man?
So that diet that you just heard laid out could explain why Joe had to have a plumber come in his house and install a bidet in his bathroom. Because that,
boy, he blowing that thing up, don't he?
That's all got to go somewhere, you know. Listen, I've been around Joe a lot, not as much as you guys have, but I've been around Joe a lot because I kind of got my start on the midday show that became the morning show here. And he stands no chance against Jack Fritz. I mean, zero chance. First of all, so I'm 61 years old, all right? But I'm 6'2", I'm 216 pounds, and I can tell you I could play Joe DeCamera in one-on-one basketball game right now. And he would not get anywhere near the basket. And Jack Fritz is 30. So, look, I know Mrs. Fritz must really love the whole dad bod thing because Jack has gone full-on into the dad bod at 30 years old. But he's still 30 years old. He's still much bigger than Joe. Joe's not going to get anywhere near the basket. And, you know, if he starts calling these ticky-tack fouls, because who calls fouls in one-on-one basketball? Jack Fritz, my understanding, is like a 6 or 8 handicap at golf. And Joe spends the entire summer talking about trying to break 100. There's no chance.
Yeah, I don't think golf would go too well for
him. Yeah, this Ken, it's a fair way to put it. It's lopsided. And you're right. Jack's also way taller. Ken, appreciate the phone call. Sometimes I could see both sides of an argument. I think this one. I think Joe's going to get cooked if they do this. All right, 215-592-9494. Final segment for you to weigh in on all this. Needless to say, we got a lot going on here today between BG. I want to re-sign JT to a 3-year deal before opening day. Fritz versus the camera. But it is March. You know what that means? March Madness starts tomorrow. I'm not talking about the NCAA tournament. That's awesome. I mean, I enjoy watching that. But that's not what's on my mind. What's on my mind is the bracket of Hughes. We will have for you next the number one seed, some fun matchups, and two Hughes entering the bracket red hot after yesterday. This guy at the airport.
It's unbelievable.
It was a scene. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. It's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results. Oh, the best time of the year has arrived. It is March Madness. But I am not talking Hugh Douglas. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas shows you. I'm not talking about, you know, the actual NCAA tournament, which tipped off last night and then tonight and tomorrow and all that. No, I'm talking about the bracket of Hughes. Because the committee got together this week, and we officially have a bracket of 64 versions of Hugh Douglas, which tomorrow we will start going through region by region on the show. But like they did on Sunday with Selection Sunday, we needed to unveil the bracket. Kyle, the four overall number one seeds in this tournament. What do we got?
Yeah, I think these were clear number one seeds, too. So, first of all, the number one overall seed in this entire tournament is plant-based Hugh.
Without question. I mean, they roll through the regular season.
Now, the three other one seeds that we have is tongue-tied Hugh, which makes an appearance on the show every single day. The other number one is I Told You So Douglas.
Uh-huh.
And then we have distracted Douglas. I mean, these are the definitive number one seed versions of Hugh Douglas.
I'm telling you, plant-based is going to be tough to take down. I mean, that was almost an undefeated regular season. I mean, Hugh's been plant-based for a while. All right, but as in any tournament, there are teams that come in red hot, and you want to avoid them if you can.
Cinderella squad, if you will.
They're on fire.
And
right
yesterday,
now,
you know how teams like get hot in their conference tournament? Kyle and I got to see a couple of Hughes in the airport yesterday that really are on their way, and I would not want to face them.
No.
First of all, there's Pop Douglas, who had some difficulty with technology yesterday trying to print his boarding pass. It was It was a pop moment.
No, that one right there. Y'all don't realize, because I was in a way, and if that lady wouldn't have helped me, I was staying in Florida.
Yeah,
because I had Listen, man, I had gotten to the point, and make it so bad. Here's the kicker: wasn't even at the kiosk long, but I was there long enough to know I didn't feel like doing whatever I needed to do to get my boarding pass. And I start thinking, I'm like, yeah, I'm probably just going to stay here because I don't feel like doing this. So I walked right to get in line to go get some assistance. This lady said, what are you doing, sir? No, I got you. She's like, I got you. Don't worry about it. Don't be afraid. And she walked me back to the machine. And she helped me with my ticket. And you know what the bad part about it was? Me and her both blind. We about the same age. Right? So we sitting there. And I pulled up my ticket, right? So we're trying to see the small ass writing on my screen. And you know how on the iPhone you could take it like as I do it now and you could
zoom.
Make it bigger.
You could zoom, yeah.
It wasn't zooming. So me and her sitting there and I'm just like y'all can't see me, but y'all probably they'll be able to see me next week though.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we'll get there, yeah.
But then I was on my phone with my eyes all closed trying to figure out the numbers, right? So long story short, she helped me out. Y'all over there laughing and giggling like it was funny. Y'all don't realize, like, that does not, like, laughing and giggling at me don't bother me because I was there.
I know, we do this 4 hours
there,
a day, yeah.
And I would have stayed in Florida if that lady wouldn't have helped me. That's how dug in I was.
It was the fact that somebody felt the need to assist you and was calling you sir, and you were up at, like, a technology kiosk, and just your face, yeah, Joe and I are looking at each other like, oh, this is... Like pop-ups coming out.
And I thought y'all left, but y'all didn't. Y'all stayed there. That made it worse.
We had to stick around it. Yeah.
So I am looking right now at the bracket, which is now full, and it's printed. I mean, when you see the printed bracket, it's just like the NCAA tournament. So yeah, one of the hues that is definitely on a run here as we enter the month of March is Pop-Pop Douglas. Mm-hmm. But then we also had a riser and a team that really could make some noise in this tournament, and that is Life Alert Douglas. So we get on the plane, and Hugh finds his seat, right? And he's the window seat. So two people have to get up.
No, wait, but you describe, like, I'm right behind the bulkhead in the last seat. Like, picture this, people. My big ass walking down the aisle. Like, the plane is full. I am in the eighth row, seat F. Now, if you can imagine, it goes from F was it F, and then it goes out. It goes from the window is F, and then it's like, what, GH or whatever it is.
Sure.
But it's like, whatever. But anyway, my seat is way in there. So I'm behind where the first class sit, the first seat, so it's tight already. So now I'm rounding the corner, and there's a young lady and her husband sitting there. And so now my big ass got to get in the last seat. So I said, I'm sorry, ma'am. You know, I got to get in the seat. So... I'm getting in the seat, so I'm trying to think, okay, you don't want to start moving, you know, it's big dude, you know, you know, you're trying to just try to make it as smooth as transition as you can. Somebody had to, what was it, open the
it's like the overhead where they put the carry-on luggage.
Man, I hit that overhead.
It was a crash.
As hell.
It sounded like something, like a luggage hit the ground. So I turn around, and he was holding his head. I'm like, oh, he hit his head. That noise was huge.
And everybody was like,
yeah, they're like, oh.
And I was like, I'm all right. And then, you know, the one person I heard laughing was Kyle. I ain't even want to turn around because I know Kyle. Kyle was busting a gut. And everybody was like, are you okay? I'm like, no, I've been hit hard. I'm cool.
Well, you add that to the recently you slipped and fell at home. And then, of course, a year ago, you were doing like ab exercises over there. You crashed out over there and fell down.
Yeah, I did that.
So we've dubbed that Life Alert, Douglas, where you need the Life Alert in case something happens.
Yeah.
That Hugh's going to make a run here.
The collective gasp of the people around you. And we're like, do you need help, sir? Like, it was like... And for the people who wouldn't have known that I was, like, with you getting on the flight...
They thought you were a bad person.
I was laughing.
I thought, you know what, to be funny...
Like, this guy's a jerk.
I'm surprised that the third one didn't make, because I was asleep. Narcoleptic Douglas?
Yeah, Sleepy Hugh.
Sleepy Hugh.
I was sitting in that seat, knocked out.
Yeah, we have that one in his high Hugh. Because that was also probably contributing to pop-up at the kiosk.
Oh, yeah, that definitely was the case.
All right, so we have a full bracket. It is real. It is ready. And tomorrow, starting tomorrow on the show, we will go through this region by region. And here's how we're going to decide this. You get to pick it. We will throw matchups at you, and you get to pick the winner of the Hugh matchups as we go through this thing. I mean, the clear favorite over, you know, in FanDuel is plant-based Hugh.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's minus money to win, but we shall see.
I think I might put my money on tongue-tied, to be completely honest with you. Like, if I were a betting man, tongue-tied Hugh is...
I like homeless Hugh, too.
Yeah.
And I love Dr. Hugh and dental Hugh, because, you know,
dental Douglas.
Go to the dentist.
Yeah.
Gotta keep them chickens.
I am looking at that bottom right region, Hugh, mm-hmm. that when we get to that Sweet 16 matchup of Benedict Arnold Douglas against Twitter Fingers, Hugh, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be a barn burner.
We got Rabbi Douglas, Harvard Hugh. They're all there.
Even the first round matchup of Snitch Douglas versus Filibuster Hugh.
We see these people
every day. It's going to be a wild first round.
You know, I didn't realize when we started this show that we would have this many versions mm-hmm. of the same person sitting in that seat.
And we had to cut it down.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, there were way more. The people that did not punch their ticket to the tournament.
You know who else might be a dark horse? A dump button.
Oh, for sure. That's hot going into the tournament, too.
Well, I've been around y'all too long. I'm too comfortable.
You almost slipped today. You almost slipped in spring training.
Yep.
Because we're having, as a matter of fact, conversations, and sometimes I just, you know, you just feel like you're talking to friends, and you just cuss words slip out every now and then.
That one's got a good chance, yeah.
Why has Hassan Reddick been on four other it's gotten team. Worse because it's just like, they're matter of fact cuss words. They're like cuss words that you insert that. You're like, did you really have to cuss there? No, I didn't.
Nope.
But it adds a little spice to the conversation. Add a little spice to the conversation. You know, it just does. It just does.
The committee rests, and now the tournament begins. The bracket of Hughes is complete. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
What's up, you?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Hugh.
Okay. What's up?
I am more than fine with this. I mean,
it took me a minute.
Hey, Hugh.
My blood pressure doesn't need this. So you guys talk. I'm good. I'm good. Take this one off.
Hugh,
what's up, man?
I got a question about Jalen Carter, man.
What you got?
You still got your Georgia ties down there, man?
I know some people. I still know some people. I know some cats that drive the box Chevys in Georgia. I know some box Chevy cats.
Hey, look, I think you need Nolan Smith and Jordan Davis around, man, to keep them calm, man.
Is that what it is?
I see a couple clips and, like, he be ready to go off, but then he go right to Nolan because you remember he was ready to flip Stafford on his head. Nolan was like,
cool out. No, I've heard that about him. You know, it's funny. I had a friend on there, Rusty Manziel. He's like the big college guru that he does a lot with the young kids, the five-star recruits and stuff. And he used to tell stories to me about Jalen before he got drafted, how Jalen would be at practice and, like, he wouldn't practice hard because he was so much better than everybody. And when they made him mad, how he would just manhandle everybody.
You see how he smacked the Washington Commanders dude?
Jalen, I think that's why Coach Hurt is here. Big Hurt. Big Hurt got him on lockdown, man. Big Hurt understands. Big Hurt got him.
Need that.
What's up? You ain't gonna speak to Jay.
I ain't got the energy for that dude today, man. His nonsense today. He wanna re-sign the broken down catcher. And then he gonna put Foles on the Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no time or energy for that dude.
You say you taking a respite today?
You know, I like this.
Taking a respite.
We opt out of arguing once a week. I'm fine.
There
with
you go. There
I opted
go.
Out this morning. I did it every now and then.
You got to opt out once in a while. It's a mutual thing, Jay. I mean, why don't we take a break and then we'll come back and argue the next time? I'm good with that.
Oh, because you be taking shots. Like last time I called, you took a shot after I took my words and everything, man.
I don't remember taking the shot after you. I usually do it with you.
Yeah, you did. Because look. Me and Joel, look, you couldn't take both us in the same day. Pause.
Not the pause.
So who's on your Mount Rushmore? You going to tell
me
us?
Me and Joel did. Yeah, I will tell you.
Okay.
McNabb, mm-hmm. Hurts, Reggie, Jerome Brand.
McNabb, Hurts, Reggie, Jerome Brown. All right.
I don't put no sacred cows on there. I don't do the sacred cows.
So no BG. No BG.
BG
no, no, no. No, no. BG honorable mention, but I don't put that sacred cow Kelsey on there.
Oh, okay.
Mm. I put on the mummy's outfit. Now he the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, he's the best center the Eagles ever had.
He's just like that as a center. They get help on every play.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that pandering first baseman over there.
Mm-hmm. Jerome Brown, two quarterbacks. What does Bryce have to do with anything?
Yeah, you're going to sign Kyle Schwarber too, huh?
Of course I am, yeah. You got better options here, Jay?
You need your drinking buddy here with you.
Do you have a better option than Real Muto a catcher? No, you don't have anything.
Anybody but them. They done lost. Look, they've been going backwards four straight years.
Three. Well, it's actually two from the World Series, but that's fine.
Good having Al K line up there leading off.
Okay. I wasn't ready for an Al K line reference. Al K line.
Jim Duncan up here.
All right, Jay. Jay
went out with a blaze of glory.
Yeah, I think this is better. Once a week, we giggle and laugh. We don't yell at each other, and then we'll come back and we'll yell tomorrow. That's fine. I would say that was a weaker.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore.
That was bad.
Yeah. I mean, can you have Jalen and McNabb? You got to pick one.
I think he was just hedging a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we don't hedge on WIP.
Nope.
We go all in, even if we're dead wrong. That's how this works. Let's go to Blake and Bluebell. What's up, Blake?
Blake.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Hey, Blake. What's up?
All right. So I'm here to give you a real Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
But first, I got some beef. Garrett Stubbs is not a DJ. That's crazy.
All right, Blake, on the scale of starting catcher in the major leagues or DJ, which if you had to like pick which side of the scale he leans towards, what would you do?
Listen, he's multi-talented, all right? Don't fault him for that.
This is like when Hugh tells us he's an actor because he's multi-talented.
We didn't even push
he's
back,
multi-talented.
Though.
That was bad.
No one pushed back.
Nobody pushed back
because it's true.
I am multi-talented, though.
He's a catcher. He's multi-talented.
I'm multi-talented.
They're going to send him down to AAA next week, Blake.
Yeah, and he's going to rake.
Well, maybe he will. he's been in the big leagues for years. He should rake at AAA.
Blake, I don't think that's the flex you think it is. I'm going to rake him.
I'm going to kill him in AAA. I'll show that.
I'm going to kill him when I get there. I don't think that's the flex you think it is, dog.
He's going to get a hot bat, come right back up, and then that bat's going to stay hot. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Garrett Stubbs' bat is going to stay hot?
How are you going to get in the lineup if JT playing like every day? How are we going to see it?
Hey, somebody said JT can't stay durable, so if he's down, Stubbs is coming right
in. Wait a minute. He was only not durable for one season.
He's getting older.
I love this. This guy played
34 ain't the same as 24.
137, 141, 125, 145, 134, 139. But maybe.
He might be on to something.
I don't think he's going to play 130 games every year as he gets to his mid-30s. I get that, Blake, but I just...
You're just going to let that walk go. Garrett Stubbs going to get high in AAA, and we're going to see his bat like every day. You just go,
this
you're going to say nothing about that?
I already told you what he is. I told you what he is.
No, I'm like... When his bag get hot, okay, it's hot. Then what? Where we gonna see? Where we gonna see it? We gonna sit JT? Hey, JT,
sit down. Here's Stubbs.
No, we got Stubbs bats on fire, bro.
I can't believe we have Stubbs truthers out there. His legacy here is getting the Diamondbacks all upset when he said they were gonna jump in the pool after they won.
Yeah, he did do that.
Blake, what do you got? What's your Mount Rushmore?
You want to talk about him being a starting catcher? The Angels already took Moniak and Kingery from us. They can have him too.
They can.
You can start there.
Yeah. Well, neither of those guys could play either. Well, but Blake, what do you got for us for Mount Rushmore?
All right, Mount Rushmore. I'm surprised not everybody has the same list. First of all, Reggie White is the best player to wear the Eagles jersey, so he has to be on that list.
Nah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Best player to wear that Kelly Green. After that, BG is the best Eagle of all time. Not the best player on the Eagles, but he may be the greatest Eagle. Two-time Super Bowl champ. Only three Eagles can do that. You got 15 seasons. I think he's tied for most seasons. Number one for most games. Second or third in sacks. He's the best Eagle. He has the best Eagle career. Next, Brian Dawkins. You talk about somebody who, if you put – he said this before as well. He said if you took any random person out of Philadelphia and put them in the game and they knew the game plan and they would be able to play football, how do you think they play? They play like Brian Dawkins.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody that embodied, you know, that that, you know, that jerk up in row three cursing out the Giants over there like Brian Dawkins did, but he just did it with his shoulder pads.
All right, I'm following along. So who's the last one?
Finally, this one's a toss-up for me. Honestly, it's either Lane or Kelsey, and I would not argue either way. Now, I would probably give Kelsey the edge because Kelsey, my money, is the best center ever. Lane Johnson's not the best tackle ever, but Johnson's the best tackle of his era. Maybe Trent Williams. But you can put either one of them there. I'm okay with it.
Yep, and look, he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, so that helps the equation, right? Because all the guys you picked are going to – or three of them will end up as Hall of Famers. And BG has the unique case because he had the great Eagle career. Blake, I like your Mount Rushmore, but here's my issue. Blake, good phone call. How do we have a Mount Rushmore without a single quarterback? How do you do that? That's the most important position on the field. How do we have zero quarterbacks?
And that's the most coveted position in football.
And now they have two Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. So it's not like, you know, you're only picking from Donovan or Jaworski. Like, you got two that have won. You got to pick one of them.
So yeah,
or Donovan, because he has the longevity. You know, he had all the years of winning most wins.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of some of the lists that we heard today, that was pretty tame. I didn't think that was like crazy.
I think it was the first one without a quarterback.
Sure, right. I was stuck between Kelsey and Lane. I think I went with Lane. One, the two Super Bowl rings, but tackle's a tougher position than center.
We are an island. You're an island.
I mean, and that's the thing. I like Jason a lot. I like him a lot, and he is a Hall of Famer. No question about that. But it is definitely harder to play tackle than it is center.
The Lane goes against the Myles Garretts of the world.
Every play by himself. He's on an island. Kelsey has help to the left or the right. I mean, and sometimes he has help from the running back, which, I mean, that's a part of football. I'm not about to penalize him for playing a position that is naturally he is the runt of the group. So, but but it is true. When you talk about that, he is the guy that on every play, he's being assisted.
I got one more little thing I just thought of that probably helps your Lane over Kelsey take. When Lane doesn't play since he's got here, whether it's been injury or suspension,
that game plan changed.
They have lost. They have lost a considerable amount. Now, and we could also be real about this. Like, the Eagles won a lot with Jason Kelsey. They also won the Super Bowl the year he walked out the door. It does change a little bit. Not that he wasn't great. Like, that stands alone. But it does change the equation a little bit, because I think we credit a lot of their success for all the years to him. And then he walked out and they still won.
The drop off from Lane is much more noticeable.
I tried to tell you, but Jane.
Well,
I told you so, Doug.
No, I'm just saying. I did try to tell you.
I was trying to give a baseline point.
I was trying to tell you.
I know, but if you want to, I could also say they won because the defense led the way.
I'm just trying to tell you. When I sat here and everybody was like all in their feelings. Like, what are you talking about? As a man, he's a center. No disrespect to him. Hall of Fame center. Let me say that because people think I'm being disrespectful. Hall of Fame center. Center nonetheless. You know who else went to the Super Bowl and was the center? Hank Fraley. Now he's offensive line coach. Well, I think he's offensive coordinator, ain't he?
I think he stayed the line coach.
He's in Detroit, right?
He's still there. I think he's an assistant. Because there was some thought he may follow Ben Johnson to Chicago. Bun. But I think he stayed in Detroit.
Honey Bun. He was a pretty decent center. I'm saying he got help every play, though. Not trying to diminish it. I'm just pointing out the facts.
You love taking jabs at centers.
No, I don't. You know what's funny, man? And this is because I know, and I have to be careful because I'm not taking jabs. And I'm not, because I love the guy. Mm-hmm. And he's been great for the city.
Don't lie.
But, no, I'm not. But it's, you have to be careful because people see what it is when you play center, but they don't want to talk about it. See, I'm here to make the conversation uncomfortable. That's Uncle Ruck. The Uncle Ruckus in me make it uncomfortable.
You can't add new hues. We just have.
I'm just saying. It's a dark horse. You know, hey. I mean, it's the truth, though.
No, they're in the NIT, Uncle Ruckus. So Hank Fraley, I think he's the assist. I think he's the run game coordinator and offensive line coach.
Oh, is he trying to blow up? Honeyboy gonna be a coach in the next four, 5 years?
He could become an offensive coordinator. No, he's done a good job with the Lions. All right, that is it for us.
That's it.
Well, yeah, we have to make way for the afternoon show.
Yeah, they got beef. They got beef.
I just can't believe there are people voting for DeCameron in this. I think it's gonna be a rout. All right, tomorrow.
I made a compelling case.
All right, well, I guess that's. That's it.
You did. That's what you do.
March Madness starts tomorrow, and I'm not just talking about the basketball tournament. That's its own thing. Tomorrow we begin the bracket of Hughes. I can't wait for the upsets in this thing. You guys have a great rest of your day. March Madness tomorrow on the Midday Show. The bracket of Hughes is fully complete. 64 Hughes. There can only be one at the end. Have a great rest of your day. Ike, Spike, and Fritz, they're coming up next. I'm sure we have a lot to say about the camera versus Fritz. And today we find out who wins. Eagles Insider of the Year.
Got to be Elliot Shore.
My money's on Elliot.
Got to be Elliot.
I think Elliot's got this thing. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.